kids she's had to take care of. Sophia and those two little girls, and the one girl ended up being psycho and killing her sister.
I...
Look at the flowers.
Have completely forgotten a lot of The Walking Dead.
And then, yeah, so her own daughter, those two girls, and then there's, like, another kid, too.
Wasn't that in the season... That was... The season finale was Sophia, because she was, like, the last zombie. Of the first zombie, one, yeah.
That and came then out. The two girls was when everyone was on their way to Terminus and everybody was kind of split up.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I reread the comics, like, a while ago. I sold all of them, though. I sold them to Shane.
Did you really?
Yeah.
They were a good price. But Greg's been collecting the actual comics.
Yeah.
So
he like didn't. The small ones or like
yes.
the big book ones.
Paper. The actual
comic
book. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you looking for the word compendium?
Yes.
But compendium is the big one.
Compendium is like 10 of them all together.
Of whatever the one in between.
Yeah.
Chapters.
I don't know. I don't know what they're called. I just read them and...
Are you recording this, Mike?
Critique them in my head.
Damn it.
When did you start?
We'll talk about it later.
you didn't give me, like, the lean over creepy smile like you usually do.
It's not fair, because then Aaron has no idea and you do.
But then I do a creepy smile, and then Aaron's like, oh...
Sometimes you just creepy smile at me, though. I don't know what you're doing. Because then I'll be like, wait, are we recording or are you just creeping out over there?
Thumbs up.
Oh, thumbs up. We're recording now.
Okay. So my name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review.
Yay. Okay, so the movie that I picked for this week is April Fool's Day. Came out in 1986. I was kind of burnt out, so I got the director, Frank Walton, and there's too many characters.
There are too many characters in this.
So I just wrote down their character names. I did not write down the actors' names other than, what are you looking at me for?
I hope you wrote down Nikki because she is also in 90210.
I did not.
Okay.
I wrote down Biff from... Back to the Future is in it. And then Kit is also Jenny in Friday the 13th, part 2.
Yes. Well, she looked super familiar. So, yeah.
That's where you've seen her before.
Perfect.
Are you drinking loudly?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. Sorry, Michael. Arch, the jock guy.
Yeah.
Has also played, like, the coach or something.
That's Biff.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Arch is Biff. You're like, he looks really familiar.
He looks plays so like familiar. A jock. He plays a jock in everything he's in.
So, the ferryman, like I said, I didn't write down anyone's actual names. The ferryman was totally typecast in everything that he was
yeah.
in. As a homeless guy.
Yeah.
Mean bus driver.
Mean like, ferry driver.
Grumpy old man. But yeah, bum. Mm-hmm. Like, he just plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he plays it really well, and I'm thankful for actors like that can jump into that.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Well, it's kind of like Vinnie Jones.
Yeah.
Is always, like, a fighter guy.
Heartthrob murder guy.
Heartthrob murder guy, you know, car
Serial
thief,
killer.
Whatever. Okay, so the whole kind of plot of the movie is Muffy St. John. Name just...
It sounds like...
Kills me.
Yeah, it sounds like a name...
Like totally made up?
Like totally made up, and also in like a paperback romance novel.
Yes. She should be getting pursued by a pirate.
I don't know. But yes, Muffy St. John.
Okay, so Muffy St. John, her family's rich. They have this beautiful mansion on an island. She invites all of her like close college friends to come out for a party.
And I don't know how close they are because none of them really know each like know each other really well.
You know,
they're all kind of random.
I had a problem with that too, but they're all college friends.
Yeah.
So like I had a lot of friends in college where I thought we were like besties and we'd go out and party and stuff, but I really didn't know them. Like right. I didn't know that much about their life. Like I'd know where they were from and yeah. you know, what they were going to school for, but it wasn't like, so I think it's kind of like that. Like okay. they know each other from class. They're all kind of friends with each other. They're not like besties.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, I thought that too. I'm like,
I was like, they don't know each other, but
how do they not know? Like, if she has brothers or sisters,
right?
They don't know anything like that about her.
Because one of the guys is her cousin.
Well, one of the guys dated her, too.
Yeah. One of the guys is her cousin, but we later find out that it's her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So they all go to this island house. Well, they all get on the ferry. Everybody's late. They're all taking their sweet time. I did write down that it was filmed on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada.
Which is beautiful.
And it's the Dunmora Estate.
Oh!
And it's on 6 acres. It's about 100 years old, and it's 10,000 square feet.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it was actually shot. Some of it was shot in L.A.
Okay.
But, like, the main, you know, set for it was there.
That's really cool.
So they, to get into it, they all get on this ferry. They're all, like, fucking around, having these weird conversations with each other.
Having weird conversations and throwing a knife back and forth, which, as you can tell from the title, April Fool's Day, there are a lot of pranks going on throughout the entire thing. So
they're all having weird conversations. Skip and Arch are, like, besties. And they're throwing a knife back and forth at each other, just kind of like being weird. Well, I can't remember which one. Skip gets the knife in the stomach, supposedly.
Yeah, because Arch gets irritated and is like, hey, knock it off. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Throws it, gets a knife in the stomach, falls in the water.
Yeah. So he falls in the water and everyone's like, holy shit, oh my God. So then the ferryman's like assistant.
Yeah.
Guy, Buck, I think is his name. He jumps in the water to help him. Skip gets out of the water. Skip gets out of the water. Buck doesn't. And he's like, so at this point, they're like almost at the dock.
They're almost at the dock.
And he's like, I'll tie up the boat from down here.
Who does that? Nobody does that.
No, because you're going to get crushed.
You're going to get crushed.
How could you tie the boat up from down there?
You can't. And he tries to get the rope up over several times.
He's like looping it up.
Okay.
Well, then he gets his face smashed.
Yeah.
Blames it on them and then has to borrow a boat to like get back to shore to go
Skip,
to the hospital.
Skip is okay too. He was.
Oh, yeah. Skip, it was fake. It was a April Fool's prank.
So he comes up like laughing and then the deckhand gets smashed.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is really...
It was gross.
I don't know. So, Muffy is...
it's fine.
Is she Muffy or Buffy?
She's Muffy.
Okay.
She is Muffy.
Muffy is inheriting this house. She tells all her friends that, you know, she's going to get it. I don't know if she turns a certain age.
I think it's when she graduates from college or something. Like, it's an inheritance when she graduates.
Oh, okay. So then they kind of split up. Did you think the Cosmo quiz was funny?
I thought it was pretty funny, but it is exactly like a Cosmo quiz would be like, in a magazine.
What kind of sex are you into? And they're, like, asking each other questions. And I feel weird repeating this. Like, it's 100% factual because I just read stuff online at like the trivia and I don't know if it's, you know, I don't
actual
100%.
Yeah.
But for the Cosmo quiz thing, they weren't recording or they weren't filming and they were doing a Cosmo quiz just to like screw around. And the director liked it. So he wrote up new questions for them to read and then put that in the film.
Who would come up with some of those questions, though?
I don't know.
We don't need to go into detail about what kind of questions there were, but it's not something... I've taken a lot of Cosmo quizzes in my day, and not a lot of them have some of the answers that were on there.
Some of them are pretty dirty.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, probably I shouldn't have been doing Cosmo quizzes when I was 12. I shouldn't have even been reading Cosmo.
No. I remember reading Cosmo or 17 or something when I was like 13 or 14, and I got yelled at.
17 was for teenagers.
Not according to mom and dad.
Really?
Yeah. I was younger than Sienna, for sure. Like, reading 17.
Because I had a subscription to it, I think, when I was, like, late teens.
I remember, like, stealing your magazines and reading them in my room.
And you wonder why we didn't get along.
But yeah, so they are taking this Cosmo quiz and just having like girl time, like girl chat.
Yeah. And then at dinner, there's like one of them sits on a whoopee cushion. One of them has a breakaway chair.
Yeah. And then there's like after dinner, there's like exploding cigars was one of them.
Yeah.
And so it's all like little minor pranks going on.
Fun pranks.
Yeah. And then things get a little more serious. Like Nikki, who's 90210 girl.
You know what you never mentioned from the last one?
What?
What you wanted to mention.
Oh my God.
When you had it in your notes. Okay. I'm totally sidetracked, but go.
Can I mention it now? Sure. Okay. Whatever. Podcast.
We can do whatever we want.
So, fun fact from Dawn of the Dead. There was a piercing pagoda in the mall. I had no idea that piercing pagoda dated back that far. I didn't know. I thought it was like a 90s thing. Apparently not.
I remember in the 80s because I think that's where I got my ears pierced.
Okay.
Like at just a kiosk.
But yeah, it was like a big sign that says piercing pagoda. And I was like, oh, that's odd.
Okay.
Anywho.
Circle back.
Yeah, circling back now.
Nighttime, and the pranks start to get a little more serious.
Nikki finds, like, bondage stuff in her dresser. There was one other. Nan, who is kind of... She's homely looking, and I hate using that term to describe anybody, but she wears, like, long skirts, the baggier clothes, headband... Yeah. Please, that I'm not, like, dogging anybody that does that, but if we're stereotyping.
The reason I didn't write anybody's names down is because there's 8 people.
There are a lot of people in this. But Nan is, like, in Muffy's literature class or something.
And she just wants to read the whole time. She's not really, like reading on vacation, right. too.
But she's taking a shower, and somebody put a tape recording of a baby crying in her room.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up. Especially later on, you find out that Nan slept with, I don't know if it's one of the guys that's here or if it was somebody else, but she slept with somebody and got pregnant and had an abortion.
Yeah.
And I think Muffy did this as like a joke. I don't know, to kind of make things a little bit more edgy. Like, I don't know.
Like, before that, they all pick their bedrooms. Or, like, Muffy kind of assigns everyone their bedrooms. Yeah. Yeah, they don't really get to pick.
Yeah.
And then Hal, he's kind of, like, the preppy guy. He goes in to...
I think his name's Harvey.
It is Harvey, but when I was reading it, I got super distracted because I had written Harvey in all my notes.
Oh,
well, then when I looked at the cast, it was Hal. And at one point, he says his name's Harvey, but call him Hal.
Oh,
so I'm like, that thanks for making it more complicated for
Thank you so much, Harvey. I put no sideburns, guy. I put little descriptions next to all of them.
Now I want to know what they are. Tell me your description, how you describe these people.
Muffy is the owner. Mm-hmm. Arch is the jock. Rob is med school guy.
Yep.
Nikki, the pretty girl. Kit, the blonde girl. Chaz, Johnny Depp guy.
Yes. I knew you were going to say that.
Skip is the cousin/brother. because I did this afterwards.
Yeah.
Nan, the studious girl, and Harvey, the no sideburns guy.
Okay. Well, he goes into like a study, whatever, pockets all these cigars, lights one of them blows up in his face, and then he finds the weird newspapers where it says six die in fog, and apparently he'd been part of an accident.
Yeah, I think so.
People. Mm-hmm. So he deals with that. Then in Nikki's room, she finds like a collar.
She finds
a leather collar.
Like restraints.
Like bondage stuff.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was probably the least like taboo out of all this stuff. Like, okay, so she's into some kinky stuff. Big deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she was an accident where people died.
No.
And then Skip finds something.
I thought it was, I know Chaz finds the picture frame with the cat eyes. Like the big picture frame with the eyes cut out and then the cat eyes are behind it.
Oh, yeah. Chaz? One of them finds something about like rehab, like drug rehab.
I think that might be Arch. Maybe. Well, it doesn't.
It doesn't matter. But they all find like weird little things. The only people that don't are Kit and Rob. And in their room, they have trick lights.
Yeah.
So when they go to turn off the lights to go to bed, like a lamp turns on. Yeah. When they go to turn off the lamp, another light comes on.
Nikki also has the spray back faucet
in her bathroom
too.
So they have like some little pranks and then some.
And then like one like real serious one.
Yeah. So Biff hit on Muffy a little bit.
Biff.
What is his arch?
Whatever.
It sticks in my head. Thankfully, I wrote Kit and I didn't write Ginny. Because as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, she's in Friday the 13th. Yeah. Anyway. So she struck out. So then he walks in on Nikki and Chaz.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that move? What are they doing?
I wanted to pause it, but I didn't want to be creepy. I was watching it by myself. So there is a sex scene. You don't see anything, but legs are going all sorts of places.
That cannot be comfortable.
Now I'm going to rewatch it.
How are you going to search that? April Fool's Day sex
scene.
Sex scene.
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
It's just really,
it's going to pull up a lot of stuff.
Exactly. So yeah, I was like, what the hell are they doing? Anyway, so then Skip goes outside.
Yep.
He
goes to the boathouse.
He goes to the boathouse, but on the way, he, like, picks up some random plant and, like, sniffs it. Like, what are you doing?
I was just listening to you.
And I'm sure it's supposed to... No, not what are you doing.
Oh!
Like, what is he doing? Mm-hmm. He's, like, standing on a side. He, like, picks some leaves and he's, like, sniffing them.
Maybe it's mint or catnip or something.
I don't know. But when he gets to the boathouse, where did that cat come from?
There might just be like random cats on the island.
And in so many scary movies, there's a point where a cat just jumps out of a closet or jumps down off a shelf and it always makes the same.
They probably have stock sound that they just use for every one.
It has to be.
Yeah.
So he goes in the boathouse. Murdered.
Murdered.
And then I did write down that it references, so Kit is Ginny in Friday the 13th, yeah. Too. They reference two kills. One where the cat scares Skip before he dies. That happens to Alice. And then when Arch is hung upside down before he dies.
Yeah.
That happens to Scott in F-13 too.
You're a nerd.
I'm a nerd. You know what? That's probably going to be wrong. And I'm going to get a phone call from a bigger nerd I know that listens to this. And he's going to be like, actually, that happened.
Actually. Wrong.
So, dead. So then the next day.
The next day, they're all like playing soccer out in the yard mm-hmm. and just kind of hanging out and stuff.
Is that when Muffy makes breakfast? But she's like weird.
She's weird. Yeah.
Her hair's all frizzy. She's wearing these like weird clothes. She's got like big thick nurse shoes on. She won't really talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And they like come out and confront her in the kitchen and they're like, oh, what are you doing? And she's like, and walks away.
I'm not myself. And she like walks upstairs.
Yeah. I can't believe you're seeing me like not put together. And then and they're it's like,
dude,
like, okay.
You're making breakfast in the communal kitchen. Like, what did you expect?
Yeah. So, yeah, then everybody goes outside and they're like kicking the ball around, just like having fun.
Where's Skip?
Apparently, no one's looking for him.
They do start to look for him, though. When Kit and Rob go into the boathouse, that's when they see Skip.
Well, of course they're going to look for him once he's... But, like, no one saw him all morning.
No. And so, I don't know.
I was just going to say, I was getting Skip and Chaz confused. So, Skip...
Skip's the cousin with the green shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he goes missing. No one's looking for him. Which, I mean, I don't know. On my annual camping trip, where there's like 20 of us, If somebody doesn't show up for a few hours, everyone starts to get concerned.
Right.
Like, where is this person?
I don't know if it had been a few hours. Well, maybe it had been.
It happened at night. It was dark.
That's true.
And I would assume it happened before everyone went to bed. Or, like, around when everyone was going to bed.
Yeah.
And then he's like, everyone's asleep. I'm going to go out for a walk.
Yeah.
/ die in the boathouse.
Yeah.
Why would you go in the boathouse?
Maybe you just wanted to check it out. I don't know.
At night by yourself?
Well, Muffy is his cousin. So maybe he just...
Yeah.
Wanted to check out the family estate at night for some reason.
So Kit and Rob, they go into the boathouse, they start messing around, and then Kit, like, conveniently turns her head and between the floorboards sees Skip floating in the water.
And then they don't find him afterwards.
That was... Why didn't they look in the water? Why? Okay, they went running, they got everybody, but wouldn't they have come back and, like, looked for him?
Yeah. They would have looked for him, and I feel like that they would have found him. And then everybody gets really suspicious of, like, the deckhand guy.
Yeah, the ferryman.
The ferryman, thinking that he's seeking revenge. And I'm like, you people have watched too many scary movies.
Well, they find out later, because they're suspicious, because they can't find him. Is Mike making fun of you?
No, but I'm chuckling at myself.
You're making fun of yourself.
I'm making fun of myself.
You just gotta laugh at yourself. So they all split up because that's what you do.
Which Chaz brings that up. He's like, we're going to split up? ? And everybody's like, yeah.
That's what you do so that we can all die individually. And if we find the murderer, we won't know what to do. It's not like they're going to apprehend them.
No.
So they all split up and that's when Arch gets snared.
He gets snared and then there's like a snake below him trying to bite him.
Yeah, and then you just see like a foot kick the snake away.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yep.
So then they can't call the police because the phone line is down.
The phone line's dead. The water isn't working either. Random.
So random.
Yeah.
Like, I think she actually says like, oh, it happens all the time.
It happens all
the... Your water lines break all the time?
Right. So they have to go to the well. It's Nikki and...
It's Nan. Oh, no. They find Nan and Arch in the well.
Yeah.
It's Nikki and Hal.
Okay.
Because
Harvey.
We'll call him Harvey. I'm fine with that because I went through and scratched it all out and wrote Hal. And whatever.
So Muffy is like, oh, yeah, the well is out behind the house. Like, go fetch some water or whatever.
So they send them. Nikki climbs down in there, which he gives her a really, like, sweet pickup line. I'd really like to plow your field.
While she's sitting there, and she's sitting on the other side of the well, and he, like, leans over and says that. And I'm like, what? And she just chuckles. She's like, whatever.
Yeah, like, I'll just blow it off. You're being a creep. Well, then he doesn't want to climb, or the water bucket breaks. So she climbs down in the well to get it.
She's brave. She's a brave young woman.
And she falls into the water because one of the ladder rungs break.
Convenient.
Yeah. And then she's splashing around in the water with two dead bodies.
Yeah.
Well, a head.
A head and then Nan's dead body, who, like, she floats up and you see that her throat has been slit.
So it's... Who's just the head?
Arch.
Arch is just the head, mm-hmm. and it's Nan's whole body.
Yeah. It's gross.
Well, then they find out that it's not the ferryman because he's been at the hospital all day.
Mm-hmm.
Which, since we know what happens now, why was there a scene of him calling from the hospital? Or, like, the sheriff at the hospital. They had that scene. Oh, just to spoil it halfway
That's
through.
That's okay.
It's all a big elaborate prank.
Yeah.
By Muffy. So none of these people are actually dying.
No.
It's just like a big prank. Which
if you watch this before you listen to this, like, my mind was a little blown when I was watching this. Like, when the girl, like, runs into the living room and all of her friends are there.
I knew that something was fishy.
Something was amiss.
But I didn't know that was going to happen.
Right.
Because you never actually see anyone die.
No.
You assume they die.
Right.
But, like, you never... It's not like normal slasher movies where somebody's getting, like, hacked to bits right in front of you. It's not like in Dawn of the Dead.
It's not like in Dawn of the Dead. People are getting bit left and right.
So then they find out that there's some creepy twin shit going on.
Yeah. So what happens is Nikki and Rob... No. Nikki and Chaz both die. They get lopped off in the house pretty quick afterwards.
Well, that's when they find out all the secrets kind of come out.
Like, yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, I got this, you know, this prank or this joke. Because then they're kind of putting the finger on Muffy and her twin.
Yeah.
Buffy.
But they don't know about the twin until... They get in contact with the sheriff or the constable or whatever.
No, because they find the picture in the office and it's...
But they don't put two and two together until like the last 10 minutes.
Oh, well, I put it together.
Yeah.
Then. But they're on to Muffy. They think something's going on.
Yeah, something weird is going on with Muffy. Nikki has been killed. Chaz has been killed. Because Nikki is, like, ready to leave. She's ready to bolt after she fell in the well. She's like, fuck this place. I'll swim back. I don't care. And she's packing up her stuff. And then Chaz is trying to make lightheartedness of all of this.
He's trying to calm her down.
Yeah. And so he winds up getting...
He puts on the leather mask.
He puts on the leather mask to kind of, like, joke around with her. And he goes and, like, flops on the bed. And he gets... His penis lopped off.
His peen.
Mm-hmm. You don't see it, obviously, as we've stated. Well, you don't see any
Nikki
of the kills.
Nikki goes in the bathroom she's packing her stuff. And when she comes back, she's like, hey, what's going on? You know, or kicks him or whatever. And his hand
Because his hands
is
are,
like,
conveniently over.
Yeah. They're, like, over his crotch. So when his hand falls, there's just, like, a blood spot.
Ugh. How
which is
awful.
Weird. And then the killer comes up behind her and gets her.
And so then Kit and Rob, I think, are the only ones. Oh, and Harvey, but Harvey is soon to die, too, because he gets hung.
Yeah. Was that? Oh, so that's when Rob and Kit go up to the attic and mm-hmm. they find the dolls of all of them. So they all have their own creepy little Barbie that's, like, dressed up with them. So they know shit is super fucked up.
Yeah. And then I can't remember too much. Like, I remember the basis, but I don't remember.
So Nikki's dead. They find Hal Harvey dead. Muffy nowhere to be found. They're looking for the constable, who he said that he would, like, light a flare when he came back.
He does. He lights a flare at the end of the dock.
When they're in the attic.
So they run down.
See all the deads. everywhere.
Constable is not around. They pull the letter out of the boat, and that's when it goes like, Miss St. John escaped, blah, 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 not to be trusted. We think she's...
And that's when they put it together, right? Yeah.
They put it together when they go down in the basement.
Well, because they're like, how can this be? Like, I've been in school with her this whole time.
Yeah.
She can't be...
Right.
But yeah, there's no keys in the boat either. The constable is missing.
And so they look back at the house and all of the doors are shut. So they think it's a brilliant idea to go in through the basement.
Well, no, because when they were like hiding out waiting for the sheriff to come back, they had locked all the doors and windows.
Oh.
I don't know how they would have gotten out then. Because they got out to run down to the boat. Why didn't they just go back to that door?
I don't know.
Maybe it was locked.
Maybe it was locked.
So they climb in the basement window.
And that's when they see Muffy and Buffy, like the height marks.
Yeah.
Going up the wall.
Are they identical twins?
They're identical twins.
Wouldn't they just be the same height?
I don't know. But they do, though. They have like the height marks. I know.
Yeah. So then you find out that there's two of them.
That there's two of them. And so they see the picture with the eyes cut out.
Yeah.
And then they see eyes behind it. And Rob is shining the flashlight on it. And Kit's like, I don't want to move it. And Rob's like, no. Move it. Move the picture. I'm ready. And so it's like a standoff on who's going to move the picture.
And so the painting is like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Like Scooby-Doo style, where the eyes are cut out and like... The whoever there's is
something
like
behind
creeping
there.
From the other side.
And you find out it's Buffy's head.
You said that like so intense.
Wow.
Buffy's head.
Yeah. So they freak out, run upstairs, and they're like looking around for the keys, whatever. And Muffy shows up like on the outside of the door, like looking in super creepily. And she has this huge knife.
So she's chasing them around. Rob locks himself in a closet.
Yeah. Or, like, in a room. Like, there are multiple rooms with, like, sliding doors and stuff.
Yeah.
And Rob locks himself out. And Muffy is, like, cornering Kit. In the living room where the big sliding doors go into the dining room. Or, like, the living
parlor,
room.
Parlor. Yeah.
And so Kit turns around to, like, open the door, and Muffy stabs in the door. And as she's opening it, she sees everybody sitting in the parlor.
So everyone's still alive.
Everyone's still alive, just having a good old time. And then Kit is furious, as you would be, and everybody starts laughing.
I would never forgive them.
They would be done.
100% done.
Yeah.
One, I don't like being scared. I mean, movie scared. What is he doing?
Because he moved when I gulped. I can tell. We've been together long enough where I can just tell if he's in the other room.
Like, frustrated sighs. Like, he's like, this is what I have to spend the rest of my life with. A gulping wife.
Love you, too.
I don't know if I'm loud or not. I try to turn my head.
It's only me.
Speaking of which, I tried to just quietly drink.
I don't. Whatever.
I would never forgive these people.
No. Not at all. Everybody is, like, laughing, like, having a good old time.
They open up all the champagne.
Nan is still, like, pissed off, though.
Well, yeah.
As you would be in that situation.
I would pack my stuff and leave.
Because she
does.
I would
be the big party pooper that's like, fuck you guys. I hate you.
Yeah. Like,
this was not fun.
Like, Muffy apologizes. Like, she comes in and Kit and Rob are like, holy fuck. Like, what the hell? And Muffy comes in and she says some of the pranks might have gotten a little heated. And she looks at Nan and is like, for that, I'm very sorry. And it turns out that Muffy, there is no twin sister.
No.
But Skip is her brother, and that's how they like kind of orchestrated everything.
Yes.
Muffy was given the mansion, and she was given like a certain amount of time to figure out how to make the mansion profitable, like, for her family. Mm-hmm. And so it's basically like a big escape room. Like, she's doing like a big thrill house, and this was like the test run for it.
No.
How terrible.
That is so terrible.
And I don't think anybody was in on it until they died. Like, I don't think anybody knew what was going on until they died in it, other than Skip.
Yeah.
Like, I think that Muffy, like, says something like that.
Well, Skip is the first death.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say the constable was in on it, too. And I don't know why I didn't write that down.
The constable, the ferryman.
They're all in on
they're
it.
They're all in on
but
it.
But one of them is also related.
I think it might have.
I thought it was the constable.
It might have been the constable. I think it's her uncle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I don't even think he's a constable. I think they just, like, I don't think.
They just, like, put him in police
wear
and said, fake out these kids.
It's not like her friends knew. They had never been there before.
I would research it before. I would want to know who's the sheriff in charge of this town.
I support that. 100% I support that.
So I was, there wasn't like a ton of like crazy information, or maybe I.
We're forgetting like the very last scene.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So the deckhand is a makeup artist, which is how he helped with it. So he was able to do the makeup and stuff on himself quick. And all of the dead body parts and everything.
Yeah. Well, he had like a prosthetic thing. So when he was in the water, he stuck that to his face and like scared everyone with it.
Yeah. And so the very last scene, Muffy goes upstairs and everybody is like drunk, like having a good
old
time.
She's super drunk. Did you notice how she was like, ugh.
She's super drunk. And she goes and she finds this package, and it's a Jack in the Box that was given to her like when she was little. Or something like that. And she does it. And
I
then,
don't know if it was the same one that she
It wasn't the same one.
Okay.
No. But she does it. And then is it Nan behind her?
I believe so.
And so Nan is behind her and like fake slits her throat like with blood and stuff.
Yes, I think so.
And then
it's
like a big joke. That's the end scene.
Yeah, I have a hard time following stuff that has a bunch of characters.
I do, too.
Even with, like, Game of Thrones, which I love so much, I ended up watching each episode twice. Because I'd watch it. Greg and I would watch two every night, like, when we were trying to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd watch one, and then he'd fall asleep for the second one. So then the next night, we'd rewatch that one. And then I'd watch a new one once he fell asleep. So I was always like a step ahead. And that was the only way I could remember the characters and subtitles.
Do you know how many characters I remember from Game of Thrones?
Like three.
Three. And that's only because I've seen the first two episodes, Lady dies, and I didn't want to watch it anymore. And then I watched the last season, which I hear is the worst. And we have talked about this a dozen times. I don't know. I don't know about Game of Thrones.
You have to do it.
Okay.
You have to.
Okay.
I don't know if it was in the intro, but when I watched the preview, that's kind of.
Do you watch the preview before you like dive in?
I watch the preview, and then on IMDb, I read the parental stuff to see like how graphic something is going to be.
Okay.
Because they have, you know, the sex scenes, like how gory it's going to be. And it doesn't give anything away, really. But it, like, sets me up to know, like, do I want to do this one or not?
Yeah.
So I watched the preview for it, like the original trailer. And the song Mama Told Me Not to Come. Yeah. I know you're immediately thinking Three Dog Night.
I am. As I'm dancing.
You're distracting me. Well, that wasn't the one that they used in the film. Like the Three Dog Night one.
Okay.
They used an older one. Randy Newman wrote it.
Oh.
And do you know who he is?
I know who Randy Newman is. He does the Toy Story theme song.
Damn it. That was supposed to be a surprise.
Duh.
He did Toy Story, Cars, like a ton of Disney Pixar. I didn't know that. So it was like a big deal to me. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. He wrote all those songs.
Well, I particularly remember the Toy Story one because it's Penny's vows to Leonard in Big Bang Theory. You've got a friend in me.
Are you serious?
She like says the entire song as her vow to Leonard.
Oh, good gravy. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's cute.
I mean, did he not know?
Leonard?
Yeah.
I think he knew. I mean, who hasn't seen Toy Story?
I haven't seen Toy Story in probably 20 years.
My God, we just watched the fourth one with the kids. I openly wept.
I've only seen like one and two.
Oh my God. It's rough.
Really? Well, then why would I want to watch it if I'm just going to cry?
I mean, it's good, but it's sad.
I thought there was, yeah, I just wrote some odds and ends notes. When the initial like reviews came out about it, mm-hmm. I'm like really stumbling on my words tonight.
That's okay.
It was similar to like 10 Little Indians, that story.
Isn't that Agatha Christie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good job.
I know.
But yeah. I don't know if I would recommend it.
It's going to be hard to find a movie that I wouldn't
because tell somebody. You are picking ones that you really like.
Yeah. And so you tend to pick ones that you might not have seen, but that are like in the 80s classic.
Yeah.
Slasher.
Which I did read today about early 80s horror. A lot of them have names based on, like this one's April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We did Bloody Birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched My Bloody Valentine. Prom Night. Halloween.
Ooh.
Friday the 13th.
St. Patrick's Day.
You know what I mean? God damn it.
Good Friday.
Palm Sunday.
But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so I didn't really catch on to that. And I'm like, oh, I guess now they all have like unique creative names.
I don't know about unique creative names, but they all have like different names.
Midnight Meat Train.
Midnight Meat Train. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I would recommend it. I mean, maybe... I don't know. It's kind of something I'd have on in the background.
Like, do you think that Muffy's idea would make a lot of money?
Yeah, I think it would.
I think it would, too. Especially nowadays.
They still do that, like, mystery dinners and stuff where they have to solve a crime.
They're so fun. I don't think we've ever done a mystery dinner, though. Mike. No. Are you doing your Animal Crossing hunt? Okay. But yeah, I think it would make a killing. But yeah, I don't know if I would recommend it.
And I think they actually do like mystery weekends and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's a real thing. I don't know if I would want to do one that's this extreme.
No.
Where I'm like terrified the whole time.
But you can do the
Friday the 13th one where you go to camp and have to survive the night.
That would be really fun.
That's a thing. That's a real thing for like grown-ups to go to.
I think
to.
I might have sent you a link to that or you
probably
you sent
did cuz I've a lot of people have sent that to me.
Yeah.
That idea's been around and I think spending a weekend in a big mansion with a group of people. Not, like I said, not this
not
extreme,
like this, no, but...
Because yeah. This was super scary.
Yeah. I don't know. I take back my I wouldn't recommend this. I would recommend this, especially if you're a 90210 fan.
Really? Just based on that?
Yeah, I like her. But I can't remember what her name is in 90210, but she was so good.
I can't.
It is something like Nikki or Rachel or something.
You're just throwing out random names. Oh, I guess there is like one little fun fact. I can't remember where it was. I want to say Sweden. when they released it, they cut out like all the violence to the point where you didn't understand what was going on. People would just randomly go missing and you had no idea why.
That's not fun.
No. Yeah, I don't know if I would recommend it.
I'm torn.
Yeah.
Check it out if you want to. If not, it's not really going to hurt my feelings too much.
And it's not even like, it doesn't have a lot of the campy horror that I like either.
No.
And there wasn't a lot of gore. Mm-mm. So it's kind of, so I could see how other people would like it. It just didn't like click any, I don't know. Click,
it didn't click any of your movie buttons.
It didn't. It didn't push any buttons for me.
Mm. All right.
What is Mike looking at you?
We'll try better next time. What? I don't know what you're holding up. I can't read it.
Instagram. Oh, yeah. Do the Instagram bit. I'm not doing it because you make it sound all weird.
I think we're going to wrap it up now. But if you like what you hear and you want to know what movie we're doing next week or keep up to date on all of the happenings, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. And yeah, I think that's
it. Our followers are getting up there.
Yeah, we have like 40. Well, okay, so we record these like a few weeks in advance.
Don't give that away.
Okay, never mind then. Scratch that.
We won't always. It's because you're going on vacation.
Yeah. And you are too.
Because so. I really wanted to complain about the weather, but I'm like, oh, this isn't going to come out
this for isn't gonna a couple come weeks. This isn't going to come out until it's like... summer practically.
No. You'd be gone for a month.
You'd be gone for a month.
No, it's
this will be out a few weeks from right now. So
yeah, so I wanted to come over and immediately start bitching about the weather, but then I thought, what's the point? Like, what if it's super nice and then I just sound like an idiot?
It'd be fine. I don't think anybody listens to us for the weather report.
You don't know.
Oh, maybe
it could be a new thing.
/your movie review and weather report for Northern Michigan. You're welcome.
From WGON.
All right. Have a nice night, guys.
Right. Bye.
Bye.